USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll in the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend has reached nearly 2,000 as rescue efforts continue after Tropical Storm Grace stopped them with its arrival. Officials say that 1,941 people died in the quake, with nearly 10,000 injured. UNICEF has estimated that about 1.2 million people have been affected by the natural disaster that struck some of the more isolated areas of the country. Officials say many homes have been destroyed, leaving many people without shelter and limited or no access to fresh water, food, or health care. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Another 1,000 people were evacuated from Afghanistan on Tuesday after flights resumed out of the Kabul airport. State Department spokesman Ned Price says that more than 3,000 people have been airlifted out so far. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the way that U.S. forces were pulled out is an embarrassment. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that thousands have been left in danger because of the administration's policy.
It's an embarrassment to stain on our national reputation. There are up to 15,000 Americans stranded out in the country who will presumably have to beg the Taliban to let them get to the airport, not to mention the interpreters who worked with us and other Afghans who were in danger because they cooperated with us. All of this is the aftermath of the decision first to withdraw and then to withdraw in a precipitous and incompetent way.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on our top story today regarding Afghanistan, many people are questioning what will happen now that the Taliban seems to have control of the country.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells CNBC that the country is likely to devolve into what he calls a cesspool of terrorism.
I think at the end of the day, you have two choices in Afghanistan. You have a small presence focused on counterterrorism and supporting the Afghan military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Americans seem eager to decorate for spooky season. At least that's according to a report from Home Depot, which said its early release of Halloween products promptly sold out. The early drop of the home improvement retailer's Halloween decor reportedly sold out almost immediately. However, no worries for those who didn't grab their decorations on the first pass. The company says its full assortment will be available for purchase in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.